From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the diplomat whose job it is to polish America's image around the world. But our lead comes from Iraq, where scores of people died today in explosions at Shiite Muslim shrines in Baghdad and the holy city of Karbala. Worshippers there were celebrating the Shiite festival of Ashura. NPR Steve Inskeep joins us now from Baghdad. Steve, what can you tell us about these blasts?
Well, Alex, I got as close as I could to the scene of the explosion here in Baghdad, and like the explosion in Karbala, it struck right at the heart of the story that every Shiite Muslim learns. This is a shrine in Baghdad to the grandson of Hussein, who is a key character in the to the Shia sect. So there was no question about the message being sent here. And as I approached this huge mosque with a golden dome and some golden towers, people were streaming out with looks of anguish on their faces. I spoke to a mother who was looking for her two sons. She was with them inside the mosque when the explosions began, and she hadn't seen them since. I spoke to a woman who was looking for her brother, other people who were anguished and angry, by the way, at Americans as well as the bombers.
Have the authorities any idea who carried out the attacks and why?
Well, the authorities are suggesting that they know. They're naming Abu Musab Zarqawi. And you may recall that a few weeks ago, a letter from this man, who's described as a terrorist with Al-Qaeda ties, a letter from this man was intercepted by the authorities here in Iraq, in which he said, in effect, we and the Iraqi resistance are losing the war, and we need to try some new tactics, and one of the things we need to do is turn Sunni Muslims against Shiite Muslims. And so here we have a situation where Shiites are being attacked. And today, one member of Iraq's governing council said, quote, these are the scenes that Zarqawi wanted to see. U.S. military officials are also pointing fingers in Zarqawi's direction, although it's not clear that there's firm evidence that he or any other individual may have been behind these attacks.
How are the Shiites reacting to these attacks? I mean, it's brand new, but what do you see happening?
Well, the initial response was one of great anguish and anger at the United States. Some people blamed the United States for the bombing. This is just people on the streets talking. Some people blamed the United States simply because the U.S. is here and occupying the country, even though the U.S. might not have committed the bombing itself. So there was a lot of anger directed there. Some other people were also suspecting Sunni Muslims, but I frankly heard less talk of this possible civil war that people are afraid of than of anguish at the Americans and a lack of patience on the part of Shiite Muslims who feel they've been persecuted for many years.
Because the U.S. is not providing enough security.
Yes, saying essentially that the U.S. has created this difficult situation and now a great many Shiites are being killed.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Baghdad. Steve, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.